The Biden administration wants to give Ukraine drones, which can be armed with Hellfire missiles. If Congress approves, that would be a significant upgrade from the smaller, shorter-range drones Ukraine already has in its arsenal. And it's on top of President Biden's pledge earlier this week to ship advanced rocket systems to Ukraine. But has military support for Ukraine from the U.S. and NATO peaked? Andrew Exum is a former senior Pentagon official and contributor to The Atlantic. He believes the U.S. spending on Ukraine may have hit a high watermark. He joins us this morning. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
So why do you think the tolerance for this level of spending is wearing thin when it comes to the U.S. and NATO support for Ukraine?
Well, I think if we take a step back and we marvel at what we've done already, I mean, bear in mind, the last time I served in government, Russia invaded Syria or came to the aid of the Assad regime. And between 2015 and 2017, we went to every available means not to kill any Russians over Syria, which is, of course, where we were fighting the Islamic State at the time. Fast forward 7 years later, we have been shoveling some of our most advanced weapon systems, anti-tank weapon systems, anti-aircraft weapon systems into Ukraine. It's really remarkable.